Well, Ollie, the scoreline, we're told, probably not what you wanted. Finn Harps going down by 2-1. But at the end of the day, it's early stages. Pre-season's all about getting a run out.
Yeah, absolutely, Chris. It's great to get out and, you know, get started and, you know, get 11-11 game under your belt and move on from there. So, yeah, happy enough, despite the results, happy enough with the run out, yeah.
Right, and maybe you can enlighten us on the sort of team that you put out today. Anybody getting a run that we wouldn't normally be familiar with?
There was a number of players that played with in Harps last year, a number of intermediate players that I gave a chance to. I took a goalkeeper, Conor Wynn, up from Galway. Conor would have been around the League of Ireland scene as a number two. We played with Galway a couple of years ago. So Conor played, although he had to come off injured with about 20 minutes to go. So yeah, we got a good look at players. We saw them during the week in training, but you know, it's hard to beat watching them in a game and a competitive game as that, because Carkill, you know, are going very, very well, and it was ideal. You know, it was ideal for what I was looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose you could say that Carkill are probably as good an opposition as you could get, because they've had the great run, of course, in the Intermediate Cup. Here. Ulster Senior League side, a quality side at intermediate level.
Yeah,
several
absolutely.
Of their players would be able to step up.
No, absolutely. Come here, it's me that requested the game. You know, I run Carkill looking for the game. Look, they're going as well as any intermediate side, and better than most in the country. You know, we wouldn't have got a better game, you know, within the county or within the area, unless we went to League of Ireland level. And, you know, I'm grateful to Carkill for giving us that game, Chris.
Yeah. And I suppose being diplomatic about it, nice for you also to have a look at some of the Carkill players, because, you know, they have been linked, a number of them, with Finn Harps, and maybe we could yet see some of them ending up at Finn Park.
Yeah, come here, look, you know, I know all about Carkill from years. There's some excellent players there. I've invited a couple of them to come in. You know, as of yet, they haven't made up their minds, and they have a huge game next Sunday up in Machtas, and I wish them the best in that game as well, Chris.
Now, just over the coming few weeks, how many pre-season games will Harps be playing?
Yeah, we've another game on Wednesday night against Drumkeen. After that, we've basically a weekend in Galway where we play two games against Cork City. Our meeting is halfway in Galway. We then have Sligo Rovers and Ballybofey the following Saturday. With UCD, we've Dundalk. So, you know, it's a serious opposition. You know, four Premier Division sides were playing in pre-season, so at least that type of way, we should be quite well prepared.
Yeah, and in terms of the squad that you're going to end up with, how many players do you think you'll be working off? 18 or 20 or...
Well, you know, we've 11 players that were in this morning. We did a running session. James took them this morning. We had 11 players in there assigned this morning. There'll be a number of players that play today in Carkill that we'll be taking in. There's a number of other players that, you know, we're still talking to, and, you know, we'll be taking in. On the rough number, Chris, you know, you'd be talking about taking in maybe a panel of 20 and a number of our 19s that are in Dundalk today. So you'd be working off a relatively small panel of maybe 23, 24. But look, that's ideally what you'd want. You may not get that.
Yeah, and finally, Ollie, I mean, the First Division gets a little bit of stick. This year we've got the prospect of a Shamrock Rovers B team taking part, differing opinions on that. But one thing for sure, it's going to be a very competitive division. Longford are spending a few bob.
Yeah.
You know, there could be, it's only eight teams, but probably six of them would feel that they're going to go into the campaign with a half-decent chance of maybe winning it.
Look, you know, there's never been a more competitive First Division in the last number of years. The shadow of those, I mean, you know, you mentioned Shamrock Rovers there. I mean, you know, you play Shamrock Rovers on a Sunday night when their Premier Division side, you know, isn't playing. You know, they could be extremely strong. You know, a lot of the players under 19 that they have, you know, I would deal with at schools level, and they're very decent also. But, I mean, you know, you tell me a poor side in it. I can't see a poor side in that league. You know, it will be hugely competitive, and we need to be prepared when it starts, you know, at the start of March.